Some San Francisco shops are saying, hello, Pearl, goodbye, recession. Situated just in front of the two-tier carousel at Tourist Haven Pier 39, Pearl Factory store manager Quinn LeLong has good reason to shout the Hawaiian salutation.
Actually, we have a lot of local clientele here also too, because if you live around Bay Area, you know, they come out and spend money, you know, they don't care about the economy. You know, California, I think it is affected less compared to other places.
Yeah, Kevin. What are you going to buy your girlfriend?
As the famous sea lions of Pier 39 whelp on their docks just a stone's throw from the long shop, tourists flock to the store to dive in buckets for pearls. The store continues to benefit from tourists who say they are in San Francisco to spend smart.
I don't think we plan on spending on anything we see. You know, whenever you're kind of watching your budget and everything, kind of budget that in.
Planned.
There's gorgeous out there. I mean, we're
shop around.
Like last night when we got our room, you know, one of those last minute rooms available, and worked out.
The Pearl Factory seems to be the exception rather than the rule for the tourist-heavy Pier 39 and Fisherman's Wharf. Walk down the streetcar laden Embarcadero and eventually bump into the gray building representing Pier 43 and a half. It's the location for the Gray Line Bus Company's San Francisco office and the site for many of operations manager Dave Berg's worries.
We see people down here, they're not spending any money. They're just window shopping. At this point, you know, the spring is indicated it's going to be a very slow year.
Berg estimates his business is 8% behind where it was last year. But that figure is slightly deceptive. San Francisco is coming off a two-year span where it set records for most visitors in a year. In fact, 2008's 16 million tourists generated more than $8.5 billion for the city. Back at Pier 39, the vermilion span of the Golden Gate Bridge shimmers in the distance. On a stage behind the carousel, performer Keith Evislog juggles glimmering knives. While the knives haven't cost him an arm and a leg, the recession has.
It's been dismal. I got about Saturdays and Sundays are the best down here. Working on a Sunday afternoon last week, I got about half what I normally average.
Merchants are hoping that families will still crowd the pier once school lets out, so they too can ring a bell and say goodbye to the recession. Adam Cavalier, California News Network.